The original copies of the Old Testament were written in Hebrew and Aramaic, the Apocrypha in Greek and Latin, and the New Testament in Greek. Different aspects of these three sources were translated into English and compiled into the King James Bible, commissioned in 1604 by King James VI and published in 1611. According to Manly P. Hall, it was edited by Francis Bacon and prepared under Masonic supervision, which can be seen on its title page. The most talked about book of the Bible is the Book of Revelation, and throughout church history, there have been four different viewpoints regarding its meaning. The idealist or spiritual view uses the allegorical method to interpret the Book of Revelation. This viewpoint believes the book is using symbolic imagery to tell the story of good against evil. Edgar Cayce believed it was describing both the collapse of an age and the spiritual enlightenment of an individual. The futurist view is that the Bible is to be interpreted literally. They are expecting a seven-year tribulation culminating with the Battle of Armageddon, followed by a thousand-year rule of Christ on earth. The historicist view is that Revelation is a symbolic account of history, from the apostles to the end times. And the preterist view, the focus of this video, is that the biblical prophecies were already fulfilled in 70 AD, and we are living in the new kingdom today. Their first argument is scripture itself. Christ predicted his return in the lifetime of his contemporaries. Liberal critics have used this as proof of Christ's failure to return when he promised to. The preterist points to Matthew 24:34, where Jesus states, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." And they look to the historical record, where they have found several sources who recorded dozens of events between the years 66 and 70 AD that reflect those described in biblical prophecy, such as the angels in Matthew 24:31. Josephus wrote that in the spring of 66, chariots and troops of soldiers in their armor were seen running about among the clouds. An event described by Roman historian Tacitus as hosts joining battle in the skies. According to the preterist, the Book of Revelation was about the tribulations of the Jews and the destruction of Jerusalem, the end of the Old Testament Jewish age, and the beginning of the New Testament Christian age. As Edward Stevens wrote, "The unbelieving Jews were cut off from their inheritance and destroyed, while the faithful remnant of believing Jews, along with Gentiles, inherited those covenantal blessings. Thus, the establishment of the eternal kingdom of Christ at the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70 was the fulfillment of all the things that were promised to God's chosen people." The preterist believes that we are now living in the new kingdom of Christ, and point out that when Jesus and the apostles were describing the coming kingdom, they were not describing a paradise. They were describing how man must act and behave within the new kingdom. They believe that the land of Israel is no longer in the flesh, that those promises are fulfilled in Jesus and his spiritual kingdom, which all Christians now enjoy. Like the QAnon psyop, preterists argue that the end times prophecy is being used to incapacitate a would-be Christian opposition to the evil control system currently being built to enslave humanity. There are millions of religious people who welcome this destruction because they believe it is the divine will of God. Why did they choose to give a Mark of the Beast-style microchip the patent number 060606? Was it fate? Or a way to cement the futurist belief into the minds of Christians, so that they believe destruction is unstoppable and resistance futile? There are many different belief systems, but where is the good in sitting idly by to watch as evil devours the world around us? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.